Migration is also the driving force in our next story. The main character came to Italy from Nigeria nearly 20 years ago and has taken almost all that time for her to find peace and security in her new country. Caterina Fernandez-Martins reports from the Italian city of Caserta.
When Pet's father died and her family didn't have enough money to survive in Nigeria, friends told her about a job taking care of children in Florence. She signed up, but there was no job. She was sold to a trafficking ring.
Getting here, I was forced to go on to the road work, you know, selling my body just to get money for them.
Pat, we are not using her last name to protect her identity, managed to escape. But since she owed thousands of dollars, her traffickers went after her family back in Nigeria.
They beat my younger sister. After some time, she passed away.
All this happened back in 2000. Pat fled Florence and settled in the south of Italy. But she struggled to support herself because she wasn't documented.
The first job that I have was a cleaning job at a company. The police people came to control, so I was forced to stop.
The area around Caserta and Castelvolturno, where Pat lives, is home to one of the biggest African communities in Italy. An estimated 5,000 to 6,000 undocumented migrants live and work here. Sympathy for migrants is wearing thin in Italy. While the number of arrivals has slowed in recent months, the country struggles to accommodate the hundreds of thousands who have entered the country in the last 20 years, while new asylum seekers arrive every month. Migrants living in the south are especially vulnerable to being exploited because of the Camorra, the notorious mafia organization based in Naples.
Okay, guys, we start the meeting. Come on, everybody.
But they are also growing increasingly aware of their rights and their power to help each other fight for fair treatment.
This time we have plenty of new people, I think.
On a Monday afternoon, the staff of the Refugees and Asylum Seekers movement in Caserta welcomes new members among a crowd of mostly African migrants who are gathered for a weekly meeting.
Mon frère,
presentati.
One of the key things this movement does is to help undocumented workers, like Pat, obtain papers that allow them to live and work legally.
They made them to know their right. They stand for human right.
My brothers, the meeting starts at 6, right? 6, no African time.
The people in this room are mostly economic migrants, not refugees from war. Refugees can win asylum, but migrants are usually denied permission to stay in Italy. The movement in Caserta wanted to change that. It came up with an original way of dealing with the issue by making the case that Italy is leaving these people vulnerable. Maria Rita Cardillo, an Italian activist with the movement, explains it doesn't have to always be about asylum. It can be about protezione umanitaria, humanitarian protection.
It's some protection that you can give to those people that are vulnerable for something. Because they are without documents, they can be exploited in different kind of job.
Using this argument, the movement has been able to persuade the authorities it's better for everybody if you give these long-term undocumented workers papers.
We showed them that the people that get documents, they can change their own life. They can go to the school, they can come back in your country to see the family. They can have job with contract.
The movement has secured papers for more than 1,000 migrants this way, including Pat.
For the first fight for you to have a document, put you in Italian school, make sure that you have a work, you have a good life, you have a good place to sleep. Many people describe them as an organization. I call it a home of family because they bring hope to those who are hopeless.
The first thing she did when she got her residency last year was to go back and visit her family in Nigeria for the first time in 17 years. Just being free to come and go was a huge relief. But residency is not the same as citizenship, and that was still out of reach. But since then, Pat's life has taken another unexpected turn, one that has put her on the path to citizenship.
I tell Lameke, let me wash the plate for kitchen. Hey, Charles.
Hey.
When she was still undocumented, Pat took care of an Italian man who was sick and eventually passed away. During that time, she became like a member of the family.
Okay.
Man's brother, Ricciardo Amedeo, wanted to show his gratitude and offered her a place to stay at his house. Pat has been living there ever since, and she doesn't need to worry about paying rent or expenses. Recently, Amedeo decided to help some more. He offered to adopt Pat to help her get the citizenship and feel more secure.
Last year, you just told me, I want you to be secure here and I want you to have your document, that nobody is going to disturb you. So he said, okay, I asked him, how are you going to do it? He said, oh, let me call my lawyer. Let me see if I can go for adoption so that you can have Italian citizenship. Che hai fatto?
Niente, io ho mangiato. Lei è uscita, è andata a fare un servizio, non so.
Amedeo is 71. He says that in addition to getting Pat the Italian citizenship, the adoption process is a way to show the neighbors the relationship is familial, but not romantic.
Allora, che hai fatto oggi di lavoro in novità?
Pat and Ricciardo keep each other company and take turns with house chores to accommodate Pat's busy life.
Anche se in un certo qual senso trascura un poco la casa, la cura della casa, però dico non fa niente.
Look, even if she doesn't always take care of the house, I say to her, we'll find a solution. Like today, I got back from work and I cooked for myself and I took care of my things because I knew she had something else to do.
Now, Pat has settled into her new life. She has also started working with the refugees and asylum seekers movement, the group that helped her with her papers. She accompanies fellow migrants, taking them to supermarkets like this one, helping with language and budgeting. She's perfect for this, bossy but also caring. She also helps them with court appointments and mediating disputes with the police.
And I love what I'm doing because I do help people like me. I'm very proud to help others the way people help me.
Through her work in the movement in Caserta and her relationship with Ricciardi, Pat found a home in Italy.
I really can't explain. I know that I was praying to God that I need help. God should send somebody to help me. I'm really happy now because I can see the changes of my life now.
For the world, Caterina Fernandes Martins, Caserta, Italy.